I'm so glad you're joining me for Glorious Living today because we're going to talk about impacting generations for Jesus. Hey, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C, and Chrissy's back with me again.
Miss Kathy, we have some fun here.
We
I'm
sure
telling
do.
You what, I have such a great time with you on the Glorious Living set in Studio C every week, and I hope you feel that joy. It's contagious.
Yes, it sure is. You know, every time we love hearing your comments, and you always have a great story to share with everybody that's here.
I sure do. That's one of my favorite parts of my position, is reading all of your comments, your testimonies, your praise reports, rejoicing with you in the Lord, and you know, Glorious is coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming fast. Glorious 2025, everybody.
That's right. And it's not too late for you to make your plans to be here. We want to see you here in the house.
Yes.
You can watch it online, and that's always great. We get great comments about that. But in the house is something so much more important, more special about that, and more glorious.
It's more glorious, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and the dates are, you want to go ahead and say
I would love to.
Go ahead.
Friday, March 7th, my birthday, at 7 p.m.
Right. Come celebrate Chrissy.
Yeah, come as like a party. Awesome. And Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m. And you know what? We're going to have a boardroom chat live with Jesse and Kathy on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Miss Kathy, I'm so pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
To have you and Boss together.
I'm glad we lassoed him in, called him in. Because, you know, the ladies love having when Jesse pops in.
Yes.
Even if he's not on the schedule to be at Glorious, he just kind of seems always to creep in. And the ladies love taking pictures with him.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's fun.
It is so fun.
But he's going to be here in the house at least for that 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll stay around and hear me preach.
You never know. That's why you have to come and find out. And what we want you to do is we want you to comment your questions. You can start now by commenting your questions for Miss Kathy and Brother Jesse below. And Team JDM, we're going to go through all of those questions and pick a few of them that we know will really, you know, minister to the ones watching, whether you're watching online or in the house. And if you get selected, Team JDM is going to send you a message and you'll get a free digital copy of Miss Kathy's newest book, The Power of Prayer. So we want you to get your questions in now so that we can read them and have them ready. And if you're watching live during the conference, you can go ahead and type those out when you're watching live. We'll be ready and available to pray with you, to speak with you. Team JDM is always on hand.
That's so important. So that's my new book.
Yes.
Is it available in digital as
it
well?
It is available digitally, yes. You can get it digital at JDM.org and tangible. You know, there's nothing like just having a book in your hands.
You're right.
You know, if you like digital, you can do that as well. And it's just filled with such awesome revelation. Miss Kathy, this is such a power-packed book, teaching people how to pray and why it's important to pray.
Yeah, it's principles I've learned over my life of living for the Lord. I remember I cut my teeth, my faith teeth on Jesse.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could pray for something and get answers to it when I got born again because I'd never read the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I learned quick and I just keep applying. I'm still learning. I'm always a student of the Word. And so this is filled with practical examples, things I've applied over the years, scriptures that I've seen come to pass in my life. So there's such a great power that's available in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. And thank God you did and prayed for Brother Jesse because look at where we are today, this beautiful ministry. So
Amen.
Thank God. And by the way, you look marvelous.
She
looks so good.
Thank you, darling. That's an inside joke.
Yes.
Well, today's a special, special program. And I'm so glad that you're here today because I have guests that are returning. So excited to welcome back Saudi Wise and Melissa Berthelot to Studio C. Saudi serves as our Covenant Church youth pastor, and Melissa serves as our Covenant Kids pastor. And they're both so precious to our Covenant Church family and are anointed to teach our children the love of Jesus. Saudi and Melissa are here today to chat about the upcoming Glorious Conference and to discuss how it's important for women of all ages to discover the glorious life that God has planned for them. Thank you, girls, for coming back.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
We're excited. You know, when we get together, it's just the energy is all charged up. I know we talked, we were all cheerleaders.
Yes.
Not me, girl. I was in the band.
You were in the band, but still you were a part of getting the rally.
I didn't even know what to cheer.
Yeah.
I just watched the band direct and he told me when to play the fight song and everything.
Yeah, but that,
y'all
that go fight win. It's a team
I
effort.
I could play the fight song. Y'all danced it.
That's right. So we're here to cheer you on to see that your victory comes in Jesus' name. It's good stuff.
Amen. But you know, the Glorious Conference is so special because you help out in so many ways. You're already making plans to, we call it, now you've adapted it, called Glorious Kids.
Yes.
The people who do have their children there, I think they may have to register, I don't know, but we have a good amount of kids that come, and you impart things into their life about living, being a glorious kid, I guess.
Yes.
And I know you've helped too in the past. I saw some of the pictures. It was so much fun.
Right.
Y'all are a great team together. I know usually you work with the youth, but sometimes you'll pop in there and help Melissa, because you were a children's pastor yourself
for
many years.
That's right. Yeah. Parts of kids. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're good.
We'll probably do that quite a bit.
We know how to tag team it.
Right.
That's what Miss Kathy says. This is a dialogue, not a monologue.
Right.
So we get to chat back and forth all the time.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Yes. We've done Glorious Kids for a few years. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Glorious Kids, sorry.
Visionary
Kids.
Right.
But this year is our first year doing Glorious Kids and opening it up to everyone, and I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know as a single mom, the importance of when you go somewhere, or any mom, you want to be filled, you need that refreshing. But if you have a child and there's nowhere for your child to go, then you're trying to find a babysitter, it doesn't work out, then you're sitting at home and you're like, I really wish I was there receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm so excited to be able to open this up and do children's ministry for the kids, so that moms and grandmothers and friends, they can all come together and enjoy Glorious and be in God's presence, but also be able to minister to the children mm-hmm. and talk to them about how they can live glorious for Jesus.
I love that
yes.
because, you know, there were many years, like you said, we didn't have children's ministry available because we've had the idea that we want all the women to be able to be in the services
right.
instead of, because most of the people in the children's ministry are women. We do
yes.
have some men that help out. But I think it's a great concept to realize that there are some that do come that do need this.
Right.
But it's not just a babysitting service. It is a ministry. And
absolutely.
you attack it with that purpose,
yes.
right? It's a ministry. Those kids are going to leave changed. They're going to
leave
knowing that they can live a glorious life.
Yes,
amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's on my heart to teach them about Esther and Mordecai and being kings and queens and how God has called them for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
The world we're living in is so crazy, but God's called them for this time.
Yes.
And we can go boldly to his throne
wow.
and speak yeah. to him. Esther was bold. She went to the throne of the king, but she had boldness. And there's times that we have to go to God boldly and say, God, we're petitioning
well,
you for this.
She was hesitant at first, but her uncle was there in her life to remind her that, you know, if you don't step up and do what you're supposed to do, God's
right.
going to use someone else. But
wow.
who knows? I think it was his words. Who knows that maybe you were raised up. She had was
yep.
been raised up to a high position
for such a time as this.
So
yes.
we all need people in our lives that will speak to us and say, no, this is your calling.
Amen.
This is
right.
what God has called you to do.
Yes.
You are in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And so I think that's a powerful direction and a focus for the kids to realize that, you know, and because Esther was facing life and death situations when she stepped into her yes,
right.
as I would call it. She stepped up and God used her
right.
and a whole nation was rescued because
wow.
of it. You know,
Thank
no matter,
Lord.
And she was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know she was.
Yes.
Maybe the teenage ages like you
right,
teach.
Right.
So it's so many role models in the Bible that did impossible things because there were people around them that were nudging them on and encouraging
yes.
them, yeah, you can do this. And this is what happens when y'all get together with those kids, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh,
and I think it's great that, you know, that it's not just girls watching women, you know, seeking God and being in leadership positions, but the boys watching their moms, you know, come into a place of, you know, a glorious life and you know, a calling that God has for their life and that can actually, you know, support that, you know.
That's wonderful.
Even though Mordecai was, you know, much older, he supported Esther, you know, and that's so important for women. I mean, it's always helped me to have men that believed in me, you know, and supported my calling and in life
so
as well.
We all need those cheerleaders.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
You girls,
exactly.
go ahead, cheer something.
Go fight, win. Yes.
Victory.
We need pom-poms. Yeah. It's just so encouraging because when you're talking about that, this starts at such a young age.
Right.
You know, I have a little baby at home and she's a force to be reckoned with already. She's awesome. You could tell there's a fire inside her even now, but you're taking that and you're molding these children to know their true identity, like in Christ now. So Glorious Kids is just going to be just absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And so if you have children, you plan to come, go to jdm.org and you can click on the Glorious Conference for registration and you'll find out all the information on how to do that, how to register your kids for the conference. So I'm just excited for that and to have that time with those children. Why is that so important to get them right now? To have that happen right now as they're young, growing up?
The Bible talks about having childlike faith. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, seeing kids pray and ask for something and see it come to pass, it encourages me. I'm like, man, that's what God's talking about when he says have childlike faith. They're not second-guessing things. Mm-hmm. We had snow here in Louisiana. It never snows in Louisiana. Barely. I mean, we had like 12 inches in some places. And I remember my daughter was praying. She started praying before Christmas. God, I want snow. Please send snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. And then when we find out it's going to snow, I said, Grace Lee, it's going to snow. She said, I know. God already told me yes. Like, just
come on, Grace.
What are you talking about? That's he already said yes.
Duh.
Right.
Duh.
Duh. And I was like, that is faith. And mm-hmm. then she was praying for it to be white and fluffy and powdery. And that is
Definitely.
What we got.
It was.
So when the kids, you know, at this age, when they see God do something in their life mm-hmm. or in mom's life or in grandma's life or dad's life, whoever, they see those prayers answered, it builds their faith. And as they get older, they can look back and say, I was believing God for my mom to be healed. I was believing God for grandma to be saved. And this is what happened in their life. And it just builds their faith. So I feel like it's important to catch them while they're young. And then kids, I mean, they have no filter. They're just going to run and tell everybody, you know,
exactly.
This is what God did.
Little built-in
right.
evangelist.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you tell them what you told me about Grace Lee, how she loves to come to Home Sweet Church or whatever it was.
she loves church.
It's so precious.
Ever since she was two, we would, every time we'd pull in the ministry for church, she'd scream, dirch, dirch. It was dirch. And she would get so excited, just this joy. And she's
that.
Six, and to this day, she's still church, church. But we were coming to church a few weeks ago, and as we were pulling in, she said, Home Sweet Church.
Oh,
and I said,
oh my goodness.
Home Sweet Church.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And she said, Mama, this is home. This is mm-hmm. God's
oh,
house. And she said, I love coming to church. Home Sweet Church. And she was just filled
wow.
with like this joy, but a peace.
And it's contagious, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
a bubbly little girl. I'm
she's
sure.
so
is.
Beautiful
oh
and sweet. I love seeing her come to the altar. She's dancing.
Right.
Dance like no one's watching. That's graceless. She just,
yeah.
she's so into the worship and she's just so vibrant and bright. And I know when Sophia comes and she's like, Sophia, I want to see Sophia. You can tell that she's already, that's God placed that already inside of her, those gifts of charisma
yes.
to one day when she grows and she, even now, she can go spread the love of Jesus
right.
to everyone she meets. And that can happen for your child. You
Absolutely.
Know? A lot of people think, well, that's your kid. My kid has this issue. That No, the Lord wants to use each and every one of us, especially your child, in
right.
this time and this stage, because he's coming again. And these are little
yes,
evangelists
that's
that need
right.
to go out
we
there.
We do not have age restrictions no. on Glorious. You can
yes,
come if you're
awesome.
The baby. We have places for your babies,
yeah.
no matter if you're teenagers. Teenagers can be in the house.
Right.
And adults, older grandmas, we love them all ages because every generation has something to offer. And
yes.
when the generations come together, that really mm-hmm. fulfills God's plan. He didn't
yes.
have a plan just for one generation. It's multi-generational. And
Amen.
So
Absolutely.
The great message of the gospel, how God is a good God and he loves people, he wants to bless them. He has answers for every problem that you come
mm-hmm.
across. We serve a faithful God who keeps covenant down to 1,000 generations, the word tells us. So we
You're
love,
cheerleader.
We love
hey, cheerleader.
No, we just need the pom-poms. Gotta get those in here.
Get the pom-poms. Bring them in.
But that's what it's all about, is
right.
about spreading the good news about Jesus. That's what this program is all about. It's called Glorious Living. But the program, the conference is called Glorious. And then,
mm-hmm.
In my magazine, I have things called Glorious Moments, which are testimonies. But this word glorious is just still so important
it
to me.
Is.
It's something that I think we're just scratching the surface of, because at Glorious, your life is going to become
oh,
glorious.
Yeah.
You
oh,
may not
yes.
have anything to be happy about now, but you're going to come and your life will be changed. So
Amen.
Don't forget, there's still time for you to make plans to be here.
Yeah. And
come with all these cheerleaders.
Yeah,
and many others that will be there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just, we're gonna, and
that's
it's like
party.
That great cloud of witnesses that Hebrews
right.
chapter 12 talks about, how they're cheering us on. And it's not just us here, but I believe that all of heaven
yes.
is behind
oh,
this
God.
And is already going to be behind everything that we're doing,
right.
cheering us on to walk into our promise and receive everything that God wants us to have.
Oh, I love that. Some good stuff, Miss Kathy. You know, I was a teenager when I first came to Glorious.
I remember
when
that.
We first come, I believe I was probably 12 or 13 years old. And when I walked into Covenant Church for the first time and then going to Glorious and seeing all of these women cheering God, just cheering on the Lord, just being in the presence, getting excited, the smiles, just the worship, the freedom that they could express there. It made me as a young girl go, wow, I want that.
Right.
Whatever that is. When I watched my mom, you know, receive her the gifts of the Holy Spirit getting filled up, I said, man, I want that. Whatever's in my sister, whatever's in my mom, Lord, download that in me. And he did. And it just at a young age, and me even not really fully understanding in the fullness, but I got to be planted somewhere where I continued to grow and mature in Christ. And now I'm here in Studio C with Pastor Kathy Duplantis. If you would fast forward time, you know, just to know that each and every seed that the Lord plants in our life is preparing the way. And I do believe, right, these teenagers, they will be ignited and their lives will be forever changed, just like it changed me.
Yeah.
You know? So share a little bit about that with what you see in your teenagers.
Well, I mean, we get some of them were helping in the past and with the kids, some of them are in the sanctuary. They're all over the place, just engaging and, you know, enjoying the time together. But it really does start when they're little. You can continue and nurture that faith as they get older, but it's so critical, you know, when they're young. And I remember personally for me, being at conferences when I was probably 4, 5, 6, that was during the revival of the 60s and 70s. You know, there was a charismatic movement going on. And I remember being at a glorious service one day and looking, I was sitting in the back because I was working that day, and looking across the pews, and I saw a little girl with her mom. And, you know, the little girl's kind of like leaning on her mom, and you could tell she was kind of half listening, but it was going in, you know, and it just took me way back to when I was a child. And I would go to these revivals with my mom, you know, and it just, I remember the first time she fell under the power of the Holy Spirit, that I had never seen anything like that. And so we were home and having breakfast. My dad was reading the paper and I was eating some cereal. I was like, hey, Dad, last night, Mom fell on the floor and she was out for a long time. And my dad kind of like peeked over a newspaper like that. And my mom's like, shh.
Yeah.
My dad had not, you know, gotten at that point to his walk. This was all new for my family, you know, the whole baptism of the Holy Spirit, being under the power and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he eventually came around, but at the first, you know, my mom was like, I don't know, you know, if we want to talk about that, you know. And so we used to travel all around, my mom and her friend, Mickey Kelsey, and we just, you know, grew so much, and that just anchored my spirit.
It created a hunger in you for the things of God. You know, a lot of people don't understand falling under the power, but it's a phrase, we use the phrase slain in the spirit, but it's basically the overwhelming power of God that may be coming at that very moment. And some people that happens to, that they fall over and and it's so beautiful to see how God is touching people in different ways, and how the people get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You can find that in the book of Acts chapter 2. It's a biblical experience. The Bible tells us it's for you, for your children and your children's children. So it's a promise that's available for whosoever asks, just like salvation is available.
Yes.
And it's always something that comes subsequent after salvation. But God has so many promises and so many gifts available. And if you don't understand it, just continue seeking and trusting God, and He will guide you and lead you. And one of the ways that you can get strengthened is through conferences like this. If at all possible, make sure you're here. If not, you can watch it online. There's a live stream planned for you to make it, to give you a beautiful experience. And we get testimonies all the time that it communicates through the screen. So don't get discouraged if you can't be here. But please make every effort to be here, because it's always such a fun time and connecting. And we've talked about how in the past programs about how you can make new friends.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you can't come with someone. If you can, it's always good if you can bring someone with you. But if not, come. We believe that you'll make new friends.
Amen.
And come back again and again every year.
Yeah, and that reminds me, I have a glorious story. Did I read it?
No, I don't think you did.
Well, I will read it right now. I got so excited with us cheering on. And I wanted to share this because it was from an attendee last year.
Okay.
And I think it's so great to share. It says, the glorious conference is so personal. When you attend in person, you get girl time and you get to laugh together. The word that was brought forth by Pastor Kathy was so powerful, and in the midst of the laughter, God was speaking to me. Mm. I could not read that.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
I love that she says it was personal because He's our Heavenly Father.
So if you think about it, you're in the congregation, if we had capacity, we probably could put a little over 2,000 in the house. There's always a whole lot more that are watching online. We're believing for it to be a full house. You to be here. Mm. But even though it's a full house, God sees you exactly where you are, right there in that congregation. He can take it all in. He knows us so personally. And I love that. And the Holy Spirit can give us exactly what we need. I remember so many times when I've been in there in the services or I've preached, and afterwards people would come up to me and say, Sister Kathy, you said this to me. And I said, I don't remember saying that.
I did.
But, you know, the Holy Spirit deposits exactly what we need and strengthens us. But that's what happens when the anointing of God is present. It throws away all those restrictions and barriers, and our hearts are open to receive from God. So whatever it is that you're believing for, I'm believing that this conference will be a life-changing come to Jesus moment, if you want to call it that, where you'll see a difference in your life, that you'll relieve changed and encouraged and uplifted and leave realizing that, yes, you can live a glorious life.
Oh, so good. And I love that both of you work so closely together. You know, we've had a few team members throughout the month sharing and just about getting divine connections. Do you feel like this right here is a divine connection?
Absolutely.
I know you work together so closely.
Yes. And speaking of connection, one of the things I love about Glorious is meeting people from all around the world. I mean, I've met people from Africa that came to Glorious. Mm-hmm. I've met, you know, different people that I've met online, you know, that have come in person.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
You know, it's like, you know, it's good to put a face, you know, actually see them face to face.
Yeah, you see a handle, like a name or something, and they say, I'm so-and-so, and you're like, you're from YouTube, or you're from your comment, or I prayed for your family. How's it going? And it's so great for that to happen, to finally put a face with the username or the handle behind whatever platform you're viewing on.
Yeah, and that's God's plan. He always planned those festivals and those times where the nation of Israel would come together to connect with one another. He doesn't want us to be isolated. He wants us to come together, because when we do that, it's like iron sharpeneth iron, sparks fly, however you want to describe it, but we all go to a higher place in Him. And that's the way the Lord wants it to happen. And I think it's wonderful that we can have this available interaction with all the women, but also with the children when you're going to have them in the back. And they're going to go back home with their mom and have their own stories about how their lives were changed. And they'll forever be impacted by what happens because they came.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Not to mention, our children's facility is amazing.
Oh, it's
state of the art. Put your brag on it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. They're totally immersed when they walk in.
In miracles.
In miracles.
The miracles. And even the scriptures on the wall, like coming down the hallway, there's all the little scriptures. And this past Sunday, our pre-K class was talking about, let the little children come unto me, and how Jesus wanted the kids to come to Him. And, you know, now we come to church to learn about Jesus. And so our pre-K teacher, Miss Erica, she's like, I'm taking the kids on a field trip. I was like, all right. So she took them down the hallway and she said, there was the scripture that we talked about today. Mm-hmm. So she showed the kids and she said, on your way out, point it out to mom and dad or grandma. Tell them, hey, this is what Jesus was talking about when He said, let the little children come unto me. And then they went outside and they looked at the steeple and the cross and read the scripture about, this is my covenant that I keep with you. And so they were kind of talking about everything and the meaning of coming to church, the reason why we come to church. But it was so awesome for the kids to be able to see God's word written in the church. You know, it's not just here on a paper that I'm taking home, but now when they come back every week, hey, look, there's the scripture, my covenant will I keep. Hey, let the little children come to church, you know, come unto me. So it's that reminder, it's there. Kids need visuals, they need to hear it.
Yes.
I mean, we do too,
even as adults. Because the whole church, if you walk in, it's just so beautiful. I'm a little biased, it's my church. But I love walking into Covenant Church. Everything tells a story. We have stained glass, beautiful, uniquely painted stained glass.
I remember having the project on my heart to have stained glass in the sanctuary. And so I looked through magazines and books and found images of masters, like Michelangelo's and Raphael tapestries and different images that were well-known masters, and like Jesus coming out of the tomb. So we communicated this to the person that was making the stained glass that I wanted these images, and I gave them a scripture reference. So if you look on all the stained glasses, glass that are in there. I don't know how many there are, probably 10 or more or something like that there. There's a scripture reference at the bottom of it to show you what this image is portraying. You know, years ago, many, many years ago in the Catholic Church, a lot of people were illiterate and they mm-hmm. could not read. And so they told the story of the gospel through the images that were on the stained glass of the old cathedrals. And so the same concept is there. And so in our sanctuary, it's surrounded by miracles. We see Jesus being water baptized, see him walking on the water. Wow. We see him coming out of the tomb, being risen from, you know, from the dead. All these things are in the sanctuary. And I wanted the children to see this too. Yeah. So we did murals on the walls. Beautiful. Where they have the miracles. I remember, love that classroom where they have the little, instead of a man, it's a little boy being let through the roof yes. of the house to be laid at the foot of Jesus because he was paralyzed and he was healed. We see him praying for the multitude, wow. See him walking on the water in one of the rooms. It has a Noah's Ark kind of thing, which is a miracle in itself, how yes. God protected the people mm-hmm. that were his children through the flood that came. So the kids are experiencing the miracle. My favorite part, though, is the hallway where you have Moses at the end of the hallway, and the Red Sea opens up. That was my vision. I want to see that long hallway. I wanted to see the waters open up. Yes. You can walk down that little hallway, the little fish come out at you. Don't you just love that?
I love it.
And
it's so
great. From there, there's the classrooms, but there's kids that go to the classrooms, the little older ones. Yes. They'll go to the classrooms, and they'll see Moses at the end with his hands up with that
and
that
the
rod,
waves and all the waves sea up, creatures.
And they could walk down that yes. little brown hallway. The floor was kind of a tan, like dirt. Right. And so they can
see.
I can imagine as if I was a child, I'd be imagining myself walking through that Red Sea mm-hmm. with all those people.
That imagination.
Yes. I know. Well, you know, this even this past weekend, there was a little 3-year-old that came, and she was very shy and was kind of reluctant to go. But the murals caught her attention, and that's what I thought of, was the stained glass windows. Wow. She can't read, obviously, but she was like just drawn to it. And before you know, her older sister went ahead with the older kids, and then she wandered right into with the little ones. And mom was like, oh, she's not gonna go. She's like super shy and, you know, doesn't wanna, you know, participate. And she went right in, no problem. Later, mom, you know.
The spirit of God, she felt it.
Yeah, and that's the kind of experience the kids will have at Glorious Kids, right, this year.
I might sneak in at Glorious Kids. Yeah, this is absolutely amazing to know that you can come, enjoy the conference.
Bring your child.
Yeah, bring your child.
What age group?
3 months to fifth grade.
3 months to fifth grade. Wow. The others will be welcome in the sanctuary.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Yeah. So we can have a time together, fellowshipping, worship, giveaways, powerful words, the boardroom chat live. It's going to be an experience like none other. And then having your children getting filled up with the presence of God, knowing that they have a plan, purpose, and destiny, that they're kings and queens in the sight of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Can't get any better than that.
That's so good.
And the boys can be cheerleaders. I mean they've got male cheerleaders.
Yes. Yeah, so come on.
Mordecai was Esther's biggest cheerleader.
Yes. Boys and girls are welcome in Covenant. Yes.
Boys
Glorious
and
kids.
Girls, absolutely.
That's right. They're all welcome to come.
That's so wonderful.
So exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But this has been so much fun. Thank you for coming and sharing, bringing your presence here your giftings. Because I know that God is going to use you. I don't know if you're helping at all or if you're going to be helping in some other way at the conference. But when you come, you can meet these beautiful ladies.
So you should both. Sometimes both. I'm right in between.
That's okay. I love the action in the sanctuary. I love the kids.
I know we use you a lot with social media too, because you have a lot of skills in that. In fact, that's how you worked here at one point before you went into youth pastor.
Oh,
we're going to find the right place.
We got a lot of multi-talented people here. A lot of different giftings. A lot of good cheerleaders.
That's so true. Well, we're already out of time, but it's so good to have you here.
I hope
that you know that we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
And working with children to me is the highest calling. Mm-hmm. And I know you have their little souls are, you know, you impact their lives and all the other kids there have unforgettable, glorious moments that are waiting for them.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
and even little Sophia, she'll be in with the children.
She's ready to roll. You're going to have to chase her, but
it's going to be fine. We chase after them. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then have
that
beautiful.
She's ready to learn, I'll tell you that.
We have a beautiful slide that's like Noah's Ark where they come and play in the little fort. That's a lot of fun. You need to come just to see that. Even if you can't come for Glorious, you need to come on a Sunday morning. You can have the kids. kids in there.
Yes. Yeah.
I slid down the slide.
Me too.
You did. I made sure that it was strong enough for adults.
I was about to say, you think it's going to be sturdy enough for
me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see adults go down.
Tandem go down. It's sturdy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I might have to make an appointment to go down the slide.
Yeah, you want
to
go down, but be careful when you hit the bottom.
Put your feet down.
I'm falling out. I can't get up.
We got to get up.
It's pretty slick.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's been so good. Thank you so much. We're excited about conference, and I hope that you're excited about it too, and that you'll be here.
Yes.
And the dates will be on our screen. You can watch that as well. Remember, that's March the 7th at 7 p.m. and March the 8th at 9 a.m. And we're going to have such a great time both Friday night and Saturday morning. We usually end up around 12 o'clock, but it's always a great time. And I think I'm even having a book signing.
You sure are.
I am looking forward to that.
You mentioned that. It's going to be good.
Yes, and I hope to see you there. I hope to see you there at the Glorious Conference as well as next week right here on Studio C right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. I hope to see you here. God bless you.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.